This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so here's the latest on Obamacare. All right, Trump is making an executive order, which actually sounds kind of decent, that is going to call for a plan that will allow employers to band together and often offer coverage across state lines. Congress can't repeal and replace Obamacare. So, President Trump is going to at least move forward with doing something to lower the premiums. And so allowing more competition could do that. According to his quote, it said, so this is promoting health care choice and competition all across the United States. He signed the order in the Roosevelt Room of the White House. This is going to be something that millions and millions of people will be signing up for, and they're going to be very happy. This will be great health care. Again, a great move on his part, finally allowing sale over state lines. I still don't understand why he's saying this is great health care. We still have a long way to go before these crappy policies and premiums and deductibles and access issues go away. But at least it's a good start. I just kind of get a little bit, I squirm a little bit when I see this will be great health care. The straight lines is great. That, across the state lines is awesome, but I would hesitate on saying that solves, that actually gives us the health care. Insurance isn't health care. Insurance is a card that you carry in your wallet. But I like this. The president described the executive order as the first steps to providing millions of Americans with Obamacare relief. He says he still isn't giving up on getting lawmakers to repeal the law. We are going to also pressure Congress very strongly to finish the repeal and replace of Obamacare once and for all. He says the executive order aims to offer alternatives to Obamacare plans and increase competition to bring down costs. He was joined at the signing by several Republican lawmakers, including Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, who actually finally said something positive about anything Trump is doing. He said this is the biggest free market reform of healthcare in a generation. This reform, if it works and goes as planned, will allow millions of people to get insurance across state lines at an inexpensive price. And this is something that Senator Rand Paul, who's also a physician, has been promoting and advocating for. So Trump said he will direct the Secretary of Labor to consider expanding access to association health plans. Now, these would allow employers to form groups across state lines offering coverage. The White House said that these plans could offer lower rates. Insurance companies, they say, will be fighting to get every single person signed up. And you will hopefully be negotiating, he says. And you'll get such low prices for such great care. Should have been done a long time ago, and it could have been done a long time ago. These association health plans could be shielded from some of the state and federal insurance requirements. Now, this is the key. That's why the Democrats are getting their panties all up in a bunch with this. Because these association health plans allowing employers to group together. Remember, with insurance, it's a number game. If you have an employer that has 20 employees, they're not going to make an insurance company lower their rates. But if you tell an insurance company, look, between me, this guy, this big company, you are going to have 20 million consumers, you bet your butt they're going to start lowering rates. So, however, these association health plans, in order to make it work, they may be shielded from some state and federal insurance requirements. They say the White House and participating employers would not exclude any workers from the plan, and you are not allowed to charge more for those in poor health. The order also calls for other federal agencies, according to Fox News, to consider expanding coverage in low-cost short-term insurance plans not subject to Obamacare rules. And this is key. These Obamacare plans, because insurance companies have to pay for pre-existing conditions and take people on, and people don't now want to spend the money for health insurance unless they're sick, completely filtered out the healthy people buying insurance because they were like, why should I pay, you know, $800 a month for a plan I don't need right now? I'll just wait till I'm sick. And sure, you got to wait till the enrollment period, but roughly each year you can enroll even if you're sick, which is a good thing. It's just not an economically good thing for insurance companies. That's why prices went up. We predicted it, you know. But you have people out there that go, look, okay, I don't care about birth control. I'm a guy. I don't need a mammogram. I don't need a pap smear. I don't need that. I just need basic coverage that'll get me my physical, cover my EKG, cover me in case I don't need to pay for the extra stuff. And so allowing an insurance company to say, look, we're not going to cover all then the essential benefits. We're not going to, you know, that's fine. You can then buy a plan that only covers X, Y, and Z. They say it is unlikely to reverse the trend of insurers exiting state markets. If insurers are leaving, it's because they lost bucks. They say about half of U.S. counties will only have one Obamacare insurer next year. But some good news is it looks like every county will have at least one. Remember we were told that some are going to be completely out? Well, other insurance companies moved in and said, no, 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 look, you can use us if you need to. So the Republicans can't do anything unify to get something done when it comes to health care. So, of course, President Trump stepped in. But, like I said, the liberals are not happy with this. And the Democrats, even maybe conservative Democrats, who knows, and maybe even some Republicans. Okay, they are concerned that because of these association health plans and the Obamacare regulations being loosened, all right, these new plans will have skimpier benefits. That could draw the younger, healthier customers away from Obamacare so the premiums can worsen with the Obamacare plans. Well, they're right. That could happen. A young person, we need young people putting money into the system. Now, I don't know how they're going to cure how we use that money to help buy down the sick premiums, but I think it's still a good start with the across the state line purchasing. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So an Italian woman was awarded sick pay for time off to take care of her sick puppy dog. You got sick leave. She got sick leave because of her puppy dog. It was a ruling that could have pets be recognized as, quote, members of the family in the future. The unidentified woman won the case against La Sapienza University in Rome, where she works. The Italian court ruled her two-day absence will count as paid time off for serious or family personal reasons. The woman recruited the Italian Anti-Vivisection League, one of the biggest animal rights groups in Europe, to help her with the case. Huh, smart woman. It's a significant step forward that recognizes that animals are not kept for financial gain or their working ability are effectively members of the family. I mean, I do love my kitty cats and doggies. But really, sick leave? Paid sick leave? I'll talk about that. They say now with the necessary veterinary certification, those in the same situation will be able to cite this important precedent. The woman's lawyer cited Italian law that fined or even jailed people who abandoned or harmed their pets as the reason why the woman should be given paid time off to take care of a dog. And what happens in Europe eventually happens in the United States, right? Look at the Beatles. So, any employers out there are probably going, oh my God, no, please, no. What if somebody has six pets? I have seven pets now because of the stupid snake. I got the four cats, Shaky Boo, Zaji, Snowball, and Snappy. So I got the four kitty cats and I got the dogs, Apollo and Uzi. And then we got a snake that I thought they were calling him Snakey or whatever. I think they're calling him Jack. I don't even know what the snake's name is. So I have seven pets. So that means if they ever get sick, can I claim sick leave to go and take care of the pet? Now, I got to tell you something. That is always a concern. That is always a stressor. If any of our babies get sick, and luckily they haven't, knock on wood, but if they did and the vet is only open 8 to 5, how do you take off work to take your pet to that? And you know, I love my pets like my children. On some days, I love them more than my children. I really got mad at my kids the other day. I was like, you know what? Don't talk to me. I'm just going to go into the room with the little puppy. All right, and the kitty cats. Leave me alone. So it makes sense. It makes sense with having, you know, sick leave for your pets, I guess. But logistically, this is going to be a nightmare. You know, this paid leave, I guess maybe the only way to do things when it comes to employers is it being big business. Being a small mom and pop shop, it just doesn't make sense anymore financially. Yeah, that was the problem. That's one of the reasons why I closed my office. Main reason is I wanted to teach. But financially, it just didn't make sense. Hiring two people for the one position because somebody keeps calling out isn't financially sound. Now, if you're a big business and a big corporation and you have a lot of money, yeah. The money stops eventually. But, you know, if there's a company that, you know, has a high operating budget, you could do that. You could say, all right, so if, you know, because we have X number of people that call out, you know, at the front desk, let's hire 50% more employees so we could cover when they're sick. Maybe a big company can do that. Maybe a big company can pay for health insurance. Maybe a big company can pay for paid leave. But, you know, the smaller average small business owner cannot pay two people, one to be home or taking care of a sick animal. The other, and I don't blame that person for wanting to take care of a sick animal. Those of you that have an animal that's diabetic, I'd love to hear how does it work with you in work? Because obviously in Nevada or in California or in New York or any of the states, Alabama, wherever you guys listen to me from, we don't have paid leave coverage. How are you guys doing it? Now, are you allowed to take personal days? So if you have paid personal days, that's probably how we're doing it here in the United States. But that's, yeah. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Myra writes, my doctor was a crook. The blood pressure in his office was always, quote, high, and he kept upping my blood pressure medication. Then I felt dizzy last month, went to the pharmacy, and my blood pressure was low. So the pharmacist told me to stop my medication, and as of last week, it's 130 over 85, normal. I'm thinking about reporting the doctor, she writes, for bad business practices. All right, so let's break this down. This isn't the first time I've heard this. Somebody goes to the doctor's office, and the blood pressure is high, but it's only high at that one office. Yes, if this was an evil world, there could be some malice, there could be some sabotaging have the blood pressure cough. Oh, well, if the blood pressure is high, they'll keep coming back. I'll be able to make more money. But the reason why I think there is a less than 0.00000001% chance that that's going on is, remember, okay, doctor's offices don't need any more patients. They have too many. All right, we have too few doctors and medical providers for the amount of patients we have. So trying to get somebody to keep coming back by manipulating the blood pressure, it doesn't make sense to me. And remember, you don't make money on an office visit for a recheck blood pressure. Okay, you make money in procedures and that kind of thing. So I would sincerely doubt, just be logical, even though I have no problem entertaining the notion and working it through to see if that could be a possibility, I don't think that's the case because there's no money in a blood pressure follow-up. Now, what could be happening? Okay, well, a couple things. Okay, a few things. One is the blood pressure cuff isn't calibrated. If the blood pressure cuff isn't calibrated, the blood pressure cuff isn't working right, then that you can have falsely high readings. So, you know, the older sphygmomanometers, the older blood pressure cuffs, you have to calibrate them. You have to, I think even the digital ones even have to be calibrated. But you could tell right away if the blood pressure cuff is calibrated or not because there's this little square at the bottom. And then the gauge has to be pointing through that. And if it's off, then you're starting 20 or, 10 points above where you need to be. So it could be a bad cuff. That doesn't mean you have to report the doctor for bad business practices, but what I would do if I were you is tell them, look, check your cuff. Otherwise, you could be messing with a lot of other patients' blood pressures. You're deciding their medication. Number two, it could be the staff person that doesn't know how to take a blood pressure. Every time we interviewed somebody for our office, they took the blood pressure, and then we had, our senior nurse take the blood pressure. And if that person's blood pressure was off, they didn't get the job. If that person's blood pressure was on, they did. Because, you can't have somebody that doesn't know how to do blood pressure. Now, with automation, we take human error out of it. There are automated blood pressure cuffs, but I still like the old-school blood pressure taking. I think it just gives you a better read. Then, all right, so you felt dizzy last month. You went to the pharmacy, your blood pressure was low, and the pharmacist told you to stop your medication. God bless the pharmacist for all the great work they do, but I really don't like it when pharmacists tell people to stop their medication. Now, she could be saying the pharmacist told her that. Maybe the pharmacist said, call your doctor. But whatever the case, she stopped her medication after seeing the pharmacist. The blood pressure was 130 over 85. That's still borderline to me. And sometimes when you stop your blood pressure medication, you still have coverage for a few weeks. So my suggestion to you, Myra, is you can find a different doctor. If you don't trust the blood pressure cuff at that first doctor's office, and again, communicate with them. Okay, you don't have to yell at them. You don't have to threaten them. Just say, look, I felt, because what you want to complain about, it's not that you want to complain that you think their blood pressures are wrong. Your complaint, if we really dissect it down, is you felt dizzy. You felt dizzy, you went to the pharmacy, and your blood pressure was low. Now, as a doctor, I could blame medication for that, but as a doctor, I'm like, whoa. Your blood pressure was low, you were dizzy. Did you go into atrial fibrillation? Did you have a heart arrhythmia? You feeling dizzy, yes, absolutely, it could be from over-medication, but there could be other things that could be going on, and then your blood pressure drops as well. So my hunch of what's happening here is a variety of things. One is you do have a blood pressure issue that is going to come back. B, you might have been over-medicated, and there might be an issue with the blood pressure reading, but C, you could have something else go on. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. We'll be right back. Can't you see I'm burning?
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure water filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a study has come out saying legalized marijuana has been linked to a 66% rise in traffic deaths in Colorado. There has been a surge in fatal motor accidents since the state went green back in 2013. This is new research conducted by the U.S. National Drug Control Strategy. So, hold on a second. All right. So, they say the legalization of cannabis in Colorado has been followed by a, quote, explosion in the number of road traffic deaths, hospital emergencies, and crime. They said it also said that the state viewed as a, quote, test bed for the drugs recriminalization, because Colorado was the first, has become a base for illegal shipments of it to the rest of the United States. And they say, and despite the claims of lobbyists that strict regulations would prevent an increase in cannabis users, they say the numbers of young people who were regular users went up by 12%. So the findings set out by officials working for the U.S. National Drug Control Strategy followed a similar setback for drug decriminalization in other countries, which I guess was carried out. This was that experiment in Portugal, remember? And so there's been a lot of discussion of, well, if you decriminalize drugs, drug use will go down. And that's been debatable. I know some of my listeners are like, no, yeah, that's a good idea. I think one of our police officer listeners suggested that. I'm torn. I'm more worried about not the legality or the illegality of using a drug. I'm worried about the sociological logistics of, you know, well, what's happening on our streets? What's happening in our schools? What's happening when it comes to workplace lawsuits? What happens when it comes to employers wanting drug-free workplaces, but then somebody claiming they're on their medication because of a disability and then suing the employer because of a violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act? These are the things that I'm concerned about. So, major research study found that using cannabis increases the likelihood that someone will commit violent crimes. This is an article I was going to talk about a couple days ago. Colorado made recreational use of marijuana legal if you were over 21. This was back on January 1, 2014. And the new report from the Rocky Mountain High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area says there are now 491 legal stores selling the drug. This compares with 392 Starbucks and 208 McDonald's in the state. So, there are more stores selling marijuana than McDonald's. Oh, that's good, Dahlia, because with McDonald's, you know, it's not healthy for you, and it's, are we sold that marijuana is completely healthy? They found that road traffic deaths, where cannabis was a factor, increased by 66% in the 4 years between 2013 and 2016 compared to the previous 4 years. Over the same period, the overall increase in traffic deaths was 16%. Now, in 2013, so this was before legalization, there were 55 fatal traffic accidents in Colorado in which a driver tested positive for cannabis. Last year, there were twice that, 123. So more than one in five of all road traffic deaths had to do with marijuana. They include the deaths of 100 drivers, 19 passengers, 2 pedestrians, and 2 cyclists. So you see, so they're looking at, one is, you know, how much was marijuana involved in the traffic accident, which, again, is still debatable. Somebody gets into a traffic accident, they have marijuana in their system. Was it really the marijuana, or was it just luck of the draw? You know, somebody maybe took a acetaminophen that day, or they had an anti-allergy medication that day. You know, are we going to blame the allergy medication? Is anybody, you know, filtering that data out? So, again, I don't want to blame fatal traffic accidents on marijuana, but where this starts getting a little juicy and a little interesting, and unfortunately a little scary, is if with legalization of marijuana, are these traffic deaths increasing? Now, somebody could say, Dahlia, that still doesn't prove jack diddly squat, because now you have more of a population smoking. So then if you have these traffic accidents and you have X number of fatal traffic accidents, all right, and now you have a higher percentage of marijuana, that could just be because more people are using the marijuana. So it still could be by chance. So surveys found that marijuana used by young people in the month before they were questioned increased by 12% during the years 2013 to 2015 compared to the previous 3 years. Colorado had the highest youth cannabis consumption rate in the U.S., and these rates were 55% higher than the American national average. Similar rates for college students showed a 16% increase between the periods, and for all adults, the increase was 71%. Adult use was well over double the national average. The report said that hospital emergency visits related to marijuana were counted at 6,300 in 2011. And Period officials said that when commercial sales of cannabis for medical purposes, well, they said that was when commercial sales of cannabis were to be for medical purposes. So anyway, in 2014, this more than doubled to 11,400 emergency hospital visits. All right, crime. Crime, they say, went up 11% in Colorado between 2013 and 2016. And in Denver, the state's biggest city, crime rose by 17%. Despite promises that marijuana sales would generate major tax revenue, they said only 0.8% of the state's budget was paid for by drug taxes. Now, what's interesting is this study coming out of Mail Online is saying that legalization has, produced a thriving illegal export trade. So marijuana is legal in the state, can be grown in state, but they're shipping it to areas where it's not legal. Seizures of the drug in the mail, right, rose more than eightfold between the 4 years from 2013 and four subsequent years. And in 2016, there were 346 seizures of vehicles carrying marijuana legally out of state. Colorado dealers were dispatching marijuana to 36 other states. So we've been watching Colorado very closely in terms of how marijuana would work in our state. We're also watching Portugal. Portugal decriminalizing drugs. Said that the number of people using cannabis has gone up more than 40% in the years since Portugal made using drugs a health problem rather than a crime. So 15 years after the Portuguese drug law reforms, about 15% of the country's young people have used cannabis, which is up from 12.4%. So what does that mean? Well, what it means is, okay, we may have, it means we may, it's nothing definite, but we may have more young people smoking marijuana. We may have more of increased road death. Pedestrian death or whatever they find these traffic accidents to have been caused. Is it enough to delegalize at this point? No. The numbers are still too small. But, you know, I'm wondering if maybe some of the hype will go away, go down. I mean, I would like to see graphs of when marijuana gets legalized. How big a jump in use do we see? And then does it start to level back off? You know, one of you had asked me, what is it like, you know, being in a legalized state now with marijuana? I really don't know. I do not know where the stores are. I mean, I saw on the news, so I kind of know what they look like. I mean, it kind of looks like a bakery, I guess. So I've seen some of the stores, but I don't know where they are. I'm not smelling it except for in the touristy areas, but I'm not, like, really smelling it all the time like everybody said we would. I did notice today some real bad drivers. People were mean. Remember I told you after the massacre, people were like really, really nice on the road? Today, it's all over. They are just all over the place. It was so bad today on the road. So I can't tell you if that was marijuana or not. So, you know, me being a medical professional, I am not supposed to use drugs. So I'm not visiting these marijuana stores or whatever. There's really no point. Why get excited about something I'm not supposed to take? So I can't really tell you personally firsthand, and I can't really tell you what's happening from a patient perspective because we just don't see the data. We don't know what's happening in terms of blood pressure or diabetes, etc. But I do not want increase in traffic deaths, and we will probably get that data soon. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Mr. Anderson, the NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get virtualshield.com, the world's easiest to use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at virtualshield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. virtualshield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 6540 1-800-972-6540.
Dolly Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DocDahlia, 1-877-DocDahli. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we are being told that America is not prepared for this year's flu pandemic. Experts warn that we could be soon hit by an aggressive strain of avian flu. Are you kidding me? And the strain of avian flu is not in our flu shot. The strain of avian flu is the H7N9. And it has killed 40% of the people it has infected in China. There have been 1,500 cases of it in China, which have all been reported close proximity to poultry markets. And the CDC is warning Americans traveling to China to take some simple precautionary steps. This is according to the Daily Mail. So this strain of avian flu with Asian lineage, they say, if it makes its way to the U.S., this could cause widespread devastation. Now, if you remember, this was reported first in 2013. And since then, there have been 1,500 cases, according to the World Health World Health Organization, of this H7N9 strain. The CDC is urging U.S. residents to take precautionary measures if they plan to travel to China, because they want to limit the disease's reach. We don't want it to come back. Most avian influenza viruses, including the H7N9, have occurred as a result of humans coming into contact with diseased poultry. Sorry, guys. I'm starting my colonoscopy clear liquid kind of fast. And so, boy, I can see my sugars dropping. So I apologize. My stutter's coming back because I haven't eaten a meal now in about, I don't know, 15 hours. So, the symptoms of H7N9 strain are similar to those of other flu strains. So, fever, cough, respiratory complications, muscle aches. But H7N9 differs a little bit because it can also cause nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain, difficulty breathing, and respiratory failure. The CDC has been monitoring the potential spread of this flu strain since they first reported it in 2013. They're warning that doctors should take into consideration whether or not patients have been to China recently if they have these flu-like symptoms. So they've advised travelers visiting China to take precautionary steps to avoid contracting the virus and make sure that any poultry they consume is fully cooked. Wash your hands frequently and refrain from touching any birds. They say avoiding chicken markets or poultry markets and other environments that house birds is of utmost importance. Now, this is not supposed to be easily spread from person to person. And the CDC is not telling you to cancel your trip to China. But, whoa, Nilly, this is not something we're going to want to be dealing with. 1-877-DocDahlia, 1-877-DocDahli. Killer wildfires are continuing to menace California's wine country. Right now we are being told that the death toll is up to 24. And hundreds have gone missing. There's a video of a lady who her mother had woken up at night and called her daughter saying, "There's flames everywhere. I think I'm going to die. I'm not going to be able to get out of this house." And the daughter hears the mom start coughing, and then the phone drops. And she can't call her mom back. Nobody's picking up. And her mom was found dead. These wildfires are so devastating. And, Mother Nature has been really cruel this year. This has been rough. And so winds are fanning this Northern California wine country wildfires. There's multiple of them. And firefighters are working 24/7. They're exhausted. The National Weather Service said calmer winds are expected to last through Friday. So that will give, fire crews a little bit of fighting chance. Right now, they're counting 21 fires currently burning across the northern part of the state that have killed at least 24 people, destroyed more than 3,500 in buildings, torched more than 191,000 acres. That is a collective area nearly the size of New York City. And so, They say one evacuation order covered the entire city of Calistoga and Napa County and neighboring Sonoma County, where the fires have done the most damage. Guyersville residents were urged to leave Wednesday evening. 2 hours later, another evacuation order was issued to Sonoma Valley. They say these fires are a long way from being contained. They're doing their best. Nine fires are now burning in Sonoma and Napa County. That's where California's wine growing industry is. The biggest and the deadliest thus far, though, is the Tubbs fire in Sonoma. That grew about 6,000 acres overnight before conditions began to improve. We have right now 450 people still reported missing in Sonoma County. The sheriff expects to confirm more fatalities as officer and cadaver dogs gain access to the quote-unquote hot zones. 14 people have been found dead so far in that county alone. It's bad. They said they found bodies that are nothing more than ashes and bones. So we're talking, it's not, you know, just the smoke inhalation. We're talking, they're getting burned. And because it happened, it started overnight and it spread so quickly, they woke up to their house being on fire. This is just so, it's just so frightening. We'll keep you guys posted on this. We're also being told that Puerto Rico's death toll from Hurricane Maria has climbed to 45. And as of today, a majority of residents still don't have power. They say the numbers expected to rise as cleanup efforts progress. Puerto Rico's Department of Public Safety spokeswoman Carixia Ortiz told CNN more than 100 people remain unaccounted for 3 weeks after the hurricane made landfall as a Category 4 storm. The hurricane was 3 weeks ago. People are still dying. It's unbelievable. Hurricane Maria, the most powerful storm to hit the island in 90 years, pummeled Puerto Rico with 150-mile-per-hour winds, uprooting trees, knocking out power in its path of destruction. There are at least 19,000 federal, civilian, and military personnel still assisting in the cleanup on ground. They say more than half of Puerto Ricans remain without electricity and a third of residents still without water. So they're going to local streams and other bodies of water to relieve their thirst. Well, what do you think is going to happen then? Right? Bacteria. Viruses. They say four deaths are being investigated as possible cases of leptospirosis. That's a disease spread by drinking water contaminated by animal urine. Leptospirosis can be very common in tropical locations, particularly after heavy rainfall. Symptoms include light, high fever, headache, vomiting, jaundice, red eyes. So San Juan Mayor Carmen Yulin said, "We're not out of the woods yet." Again, anything you guys could do to help, donate to the Red Cross. If you could donate blood, boy, are they going to need it in Northern California. Please, anything you could do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And a quick reminder, I want you guys to be being preventative when it comes to your health. We're going to be talking about stroke in the next coming days, as it looks like risk factors for Americans are probably higher than we think. And you could be screened for stroke very easily at Lifeline Screening. Lifeline Screening offers quick, easy, painless screenings. They use ultrasound technology to evaluate your risk for stroke and heart disease. And you could stay dressed. It doesn't hurt, no radiation, and packages start at $149, saving you over 50%. Much more affordable than if you use your high deductible plan. So call Lifeline Screening at 888-815-LIFE. That's 888-815-LIFE. They can check you for atrial fibrillation, osteoporosis, aortic aneurysm screening. They have liver screening, testosterone screening, and they could come to your work. So if you and a big group want to, you know, not leave work to get this done, you know, they could come to your work, come to your church. So 888-815-LIFE. That's 888-815-LIFE at Lifeline Screening. All right, let's lighten it up. The Game Boy may be coming back. New Nintendo trademark may resurrect the handheld device. Maybe people are getting sick of their iPhones and they'll actually buy something to play. I don't know, but I miss my Nintendo. 1-877 Doc Sally, don't go away.
Rebel. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.